you must experience everything else we have to offer first. Now, out we go. Hi, sir. Here's your welcome drink for this evening. She's a rather bubbly one, isn't she? Seems to be very happy to serve you. Look at her, already having her tits almost out of her shirt. Why, just a while ago, she was completely buttoned up. Why don't you go ahead and experience one of the best aspects of this club first? Usually, I'll build clients up to it, but for the more shy customers like you, I find that the best way to introduce you to this new lifestyle is to help you take the plunge. So I'll leave you with her with a bit of a parting note. This club has absolutely no rules. Except for yours. Enjoy! So, my partner has chosen for me not to draw up a standard contract because I've been told you might have very specific requirements. And if you think that we cannot reach those requirements, you are mistaken. We can tailor fit our services to fit this corporation's needs. Trust me, the four people who have tried our services can attest at the very least to how good their individual needs are met. And one of the people sitting in this board actually has a very, very specific set of kinks that we've had to work around with for, I'd say, 6 months. I'm not going to name names, of course, client confidentiality and all that. Here you go. And let me just find my bag. Ah, silly me. I think my purse just fell under the sofa. I may have jolted a little bit because I was napping before you arrived. It's so embarrassing. Anyways, let me go get that for you. Okay, let me just bend over and... There you are, you stupid little thing. How are you so small? Uh-oh. Oh dear. Oh, fuck. So, I have bad news? Yeah, one, I'm stuck. And two, I kind of don't have any money in my wallet right now. I'm so sorry, this is so embarrassing. I think my stepdaughter just grabbed it before she left. You know the council did mention you, right? Well, obviously they've got observers. They know we're not together, but you are the closest male friend I've got. Don't flatter yourself, it's mostly because you're the least assholish of them all. Please. Anyways, they think you're a strong candidate for procreation. They said it, not me. Don't be grinning like a dick right now. This is why I only have one male friend, and you're literally the only dude I can tolerate.
Gentlemen, lovely to see you. I know you were expecting my CEO, but she asked me instead to take over. She thought a little variety would spice things up. Anyways, I'll be your service whore for today, but also I will act as the negotiator for the Les Rentiers. And don't worry, I'm only here to ensure that we step out of this room satisfied, in more ways than one. I want to make sure that each and every one of you is fully satisfied with the terms and services that we offer you. And I won't be leaving until we are all happy with the deal. Even if it leaves you spent. Anyways, enough with the introduction, shall we?